إن الحمد لله
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We give thanks, praises, and adorations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone without partners. We ask Allah to continue to show us mercies and blessings upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as his family and his companions, and all those who would call to their path and follow their guidance until the day of reckoning. Today is the 8th day of Ramadan, 1447 years after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina, which is equivalent to the 28th of February 2026. We'll be continuing the tafsir of the glorious Quran from Quran chapter 2, verse 118. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 118, where Allah ta'ala said, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ أَوْ تَأْتِينَ آيَةٌ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية. كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم.
يا الله سبحانه وتعالى سب وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية. الذين لا يعلمون, those who do not have knowledge, those who don't know, those who are ignorant, they said لو لا يكلمنا الله, why will Allah سبحانه وتعالى not speak to us, أو تأتينا آية, or a sign, a miracle should come to us. الله ذلك كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم. That is how those who were before them had also said, مثل قولهم, the similitude of their statement. تشابهت قلوبهم, their hearts look alike, there are similarities in their hearts. قد بينا الآيات, indeed we have already manifested signs, the قوم يوقنون, for people who have faith with certainty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these people based on what they have said. They said, لَوْ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ, why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not talk to us directly? أَوْ تَأْتِينَ آيَةً, or He brings to us a miracle, let us see. Because of this statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as أَلَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, those who are ignorant. لِأَنْهُ كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ جَهْلًا أَنْ يَلْحَلَ قَدْرَ نَفْسِهِ. It is sufficient for a person to be an ignorant that he is unaware of his limits. When a person does not know his limits, then he is the most ignorant of people. He should know what is good for him and what is not good. لولا يكلمنا الله, why should Allah not talk to us the way He has spoken to His chosen ones, the messengers of Allah? So Allah calls them الذين لا يعلمون. They are ignorant. They said لولا يكلمنا الله,
Why will Allah not talk to us? How ta'atina ayah? Or He should bring to us a miracle that we will see, that will make us convinced that yes, we are from Allah. Allah now consoles the His messenger. That كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. Don't be upset. Don't be demoralized, O Rasulullah. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. That is how those who came before this one have also said. مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. They have said a similitude of what they have said. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. الْكُفْرُ مِنْ لَا وَاحِدَةٍ. Disbelief is one thing. The heavy evidence are always carried over. What those ones who were disbelievers said yesterday is the same thing those who are disbelievers will be saying today. تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts look alike. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَاتِ. Allah said, of course, indeed, we have explained the signs. We have brought, if they are looking for ayah, Allah did, they mentioned two things. لَوْ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ. That is one. أَوْ تَعْتِينَ ayah. Allah did not talk about the first one, because it is impossible for them to hear Allah's words. But as far as miracles are concerned, Allah said, قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَاتِ. We have already explained and brought evidences and signs and miracles. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. For people who have certainty and have believed. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned here is the nature of the unbelievers. That they will always ask for things that are similar to what other people have been given. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون. Allah said, that is how we make in every city. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ. In every city, in every town, in every community, we make them to have أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا. Some مَنْيَمُنْيَا criminals. That's أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا. Some very big criminals that will be there. لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. And they will be making plots in the towns. Allah said, وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. But all their plots will be against themselves. وَمَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But they don't know. In other words, what is that? They ask from ayat. Those criminals, when a miracle comes to them, قَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ. They say, we will never believe. حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ. We only believe if we have been given the similitude of what has been given to the messengers of Allah. Just like Allah said here, لَوْ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَ اللَّهُ أَوْ تَعْتِينَ آيَةٌ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ. We want Allah to give us what He has given to the messenger. أَوْ تَعْتِينَ آيَةٌ. Or let the clear cut miracle come. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He is going to punish them. رَيْزِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَارٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَذَابُ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ. All these plots will cause them a lot of punishment and fear of judgment. So basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَةِ. If they are looking for evidences, we are giving them evidences that will make those who believe to believe. Those who believe have believed because of these evidences. But there are people that will ask you to give them evidences, and there is no amount of evidence you give them, they would not accept them. وَلَئِنْ أَذَيْتَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ بِكُلِّ آيَةٍ مَا تَبِعُوا كِبْلَتِكَ. Give them every evidence, so not follow your path. Just like Allah. So it's not about the amount of evidence. No, it is about how much the heart is ready to accept the truth. If the heart is ready to accept the truth, it will convince with one evidence, two evidences. If not, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam brought the evidence, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. The moon split into two during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and they saw it. Those who were there when the moon split into two, they saw it and they said, like he bewitched us. So he got up and saw the night. هذا سحر مستمر. It is nothing but witchcraft. Then some of them told themselves, they said, if it were to be a witchcraft, we would not bewitch all the world. So let us ask those that will be coming from afar to hear whether they also cited the most spirited into. Because if witchcraft cannot affect everybody in the world. So people arrived from their journeys and they also testified to the fact that yes, they saw the most spirited into two. But that did not make them. So it is not the amount and number of evidences that are produced, it is just the accessibility of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ. There are people who swear with the strongest of their oaths, لَإِنْ جَاءَتْكُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهَا. If they have miracles or evidences, they will believe. Allah says, وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْكُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. What will make you, the believers, to know that even if they see those evidences, they will still not believe. They will still not believe. وَنُقَلِّي وَالْتُصَارَكُمْ وَعَكِدَتُكُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَكُمْ. Their hearts will be turned to make them not believe. And that is why a person should not say, I see evidence or access. But no, just ask Allah to make you access the evidence. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa rizukna ittiba'ahu. You pray that Allah make me see the truth, to be the truth, and give me the ability to follow it. Because it is not within your reach to follow the truth. It is when Allah SWT wants guidance for you, He will make you to follow the truth. So Allah SWT makes us to know the other. قَدْ بَيَّنَّ الْآيَةِ. Already there has been evidences that have been put forward. لِقَوْمِنْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for people that will believe. Those evidences are sufficient to make people believe, except that these people will not believe. So he said, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ.
إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ.
إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا. قل بفضل الله إنا أرسلناك. Indeed we have sent you بالحق, with the truth, بشيرا as a giver of glad tidings, ونذيرا and as a warner. ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم, and you will not be asked concerning the people of hellfire. إنا أرسلناك. Indeed we have sent you بالحق, with the truth. Meaning it is true that we sent you. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ. Likewise, what we have given you is the truth. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ. The Quran you got is also the truth. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ. صدق الله said, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. يعني قد مبشرًا ونذيرًا, يعني قد مبشرًا ونذيرًا. They all mean the same thing. Bashir and Mubashir, they mean the same thing. So Allah sent the Messenger of Allah to be Bashiran, to be a giver of glad tidings to the believer, to come with the truth that will give glad tidings to those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. So if you want to say, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ, if you call the Quran to be al-haq, then it is bashiran wa nadhira. The Quran is also a giver of good tidings, and it is also a warner. So like he said in that surah, Surah Al-Isra, he said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ, verily this Quran, يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. The Quran guides to everything that is the best. وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and it gives glad tidings to the believer. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, not just those who say they believe and that's all. يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ, they believe and they do good works. أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا, that's the Bishra, that they have a big reward with Allah. وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ, and as for those who do not believe in the hereafter, أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا, we have prepared for them a severe punishment. So that is the Bashiran. For us to know that the da'wah of Islam is about giving people glad tidings and warning them. Some people would want that whenever you preach, you should not be telling them what is good. You enter paradise and how you enter paradise. No, you must also be told what is wrong so that you avoid it. And that when you do what is wrong, this is the punishment that awaits you. Usually the people of Sunnah are branded as such. They will say, always they will tell you that if you do this, you enter hellfire. If you do this, you enter hellfire. If you do this, you enter hellfire. If you do this, you enter paradise. Yes, because that is the wazifa of the Prophet. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. So it is not the methodology of the Prophet of Allah to come and be telling people who without warning them. رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ. It is not only the Prophet, you know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the messengers of Allah, Allah sends them رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. Allah has sent them to come and warn people and give them glad tidings, so that nobody has an excuse on the day of judgment with what Allah has given the messenger. So he said, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ O the messenger, we have given you, or we have sent you in haq, with the truth, bashiran, to be a giver of glad tidings, وَنَذِيرَ and to be a warner. You warn the unbelievers, and you give glad tidings to the believers. وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ And you will not be asked concerning the people of hell. Yours is to deliver the message of Allah. Those who accept, good. Those who do not accept, you are not going to be asked that why didn't they accept your message. And وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرٌ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُصَيْطِرٍ You are not to compare them. You are just to warn them. Remind them. And that's your responsibility. That's your duty. وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ Those who do not accept it, you will not be asked. It is also recited, وَلَا تَسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ Do not ask about the people of hellfire. If a person does not accept it, and then he dies not accepting Allah, don't ask Allah, Ya Allah, what would you do to this person? لَا تَسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ You just preach. So this is what the Bible says, that also those who also inherit the pattern of the prophets of Allah would also do that. Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal reported in his Musnad on the authority of Atha ibn Yasar. He said, لَقِيتُ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بِنْ عَمْرِ بِنْ الْعَاسِ I met عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بِنْ عَمْرِ بِنْ الْعَاسِ One of the companions of Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم رضي الله عنه فَقُلْتُ عَطَى بِنْ يَسَارِ said, and now said, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ صِفَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم فِي التَّوْرَاةِ Tell me about the Prophet's qualities and attributes as far as the Torah is concerned. عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بِنْ عَمْرِ بِنْ الْعَاسِ is not from the people of the book. He's a companion. But he was so much interested in learning about the Torah. So much so that he gets reports from the people of the book. So he knows the Torah so much. And that is why Atha ibn Yasar was now asking him, أَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ صِفَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ Tell me about what you know of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's quality and attributes and descriptions that are found in the Torah. فقال أجل عبد الله بن عمرو said, I will tell you, والله إنه لموصوف في التوراة بصفته في القرآن I swear by Allah. Allah described the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Torah with his attributes that he described in him with in the Quran. يا أيها النبي He said, O you the Prophet, إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا. This is the معنى الشاهد. The big one of Ibn Kathir to bring this hadith under this ayah that we have sent you, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O you the Prophet, Inna arsalnaka. We have indeed sent you, Shahidan, to be a witness, Wa mubashiran, to be a giver of glad tidings, Wa nadhiran, to be a warner, Wa hirzan lil ummiyina, and you are going to be a protector, a guide to those who are unlettered, Wa anta abdi wa rasuli, you are my slave and my messenger. Sammaytuka al-mutawakkil, I have called you al-mutawakkil. The one who relies on Allah. لا حظ ولا ذلي. You are not stern and you are not harsh on people. ولا فخار في الأسواق. You don't go to the market shouting. ولا يدفع بالسيئة السيئة. And you don't say evil with evil. ولكن يعفو ويكفر. Rather he forgive and he pardons people. ولن يقبله. And Allah will not take his life. حتى يقيم به الملة الأوجاع. Until Allah straightens that crooked religion. بأن يقولوا لا إله إلا الله so that they will claim there is no deity that is worship except Allah ويبتغ به أعين الأمية and Allah will use him to open eyes that are blind وآذان سما and ears that are deaf وقلوبا غلفا and hearts that have been sealed صلى الله عليه وسلم This is the quality of the Prophet in our Torah and not only is there the people of the book know very well who is to come After Nabi Allah Musa and Isa, they have just rejected them after them. من عند
ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى وأعدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طير بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير.
التي ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير التي ولن ترضى عنك اليهود Allah has been telling us about the people of the book. It is because of how critical their issue is, so that we know those whom we are dealing with. It is not also to make us not live with them in peace, no, but for us to take heed from their plot and to understand how far they can go in deceiving us. Allah said, وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ Never will the Jews be pleased with you, Ya Rasulullah. وَلَنْ نَصَارَ Neither will the Christians be pleased with you حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Until you follow their religion. قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى Say, إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ The guidance of Allah, هُوَ الْهُدَى is the guidance. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ Allah said to the Prophet, and if you should follow their desires, بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ After that which has come to you of knowledge, مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ You would not have any patron. You would not have any protector. وَلَا نَصِيرٍ would you, nor would you have any helper. Here it is making us to understand that as far as we are believers in Allah and the Messenger of Allah, then we shouldn't expect that they would be pleased with us based on our religion. لَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Until you follow their path, until you follow their religion. Allah mentioned two categories and you say until you follow their religion. He didn't say until you follow their religion. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Until you follow their religion. Because whenever a person goes out of Islam, he goes into one religion. It is the religion of Kufr. Al-Kufr millatun wahida. Irrespective of the name it is called. So long as he is, there are two religions in the world. Al-Islam and Kufr. Anyone who is not in Islam is in Kufr. So that is why Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعَتْ So he said, حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ And he made it mufrad. And it is from here that the jurists of Islam, the Islamic jurists, have discussed concerning issues of inheritance as it affects the non-Muslims. It is known that لا يرث المسلم الكافر ولا الكافر المسلم, that a Muslim does not inherit an unbeliever, neither does an unbeliever inherit a Muslim. Now, scholars have now discussed among themselves, it is possible for people who have two different faiths to inherit one another. The opinion of Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Al-Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Abu Hanifa is that they can inherit themselves. Because Allah calls them one religion. They are just one religion. So they can inherit themselves. It is people who have different religions that cannot inherit themselves. So Allah told the Prophet to say to them, Inna hudallahi huwal huda. It is the guidance of Allah that is the guidance. It is what Allah calls guidance that is guidance. It is not what people feel. It is not what people consider. No, what Allah calls huda, huwal huda. People might feel something is good, but Allah doesn't consider it good. Then it is bad. Inna hudallahi huwal huda. This is making us to understand that whenever something comes from Allah, we should consider that which has come from Allah as the ultimate. And we should not use our means and practices and ideas or intellect to discuss what comes from Allah. Inna hudallahi huwal huda. Allah said, wala in ittaba'ta ahwa'ahum. This is a statement to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is a message to the Ummah. Because Allah knows that this Prophet has been protected. The Messenger of Allah is ma'asum. He will not follow the path of the people of the book. So Allah said, wala in ittaba'ta. But for us to take heed that Allah told the Messenger that wala in ittaba'ta ahwa'ahum. Should you follow their desire? Allah did not say, la in ittaba'ta deenahum. Or wala in ittaba'ta millatahum. If you follow their religion or you follow their path, he said, wala in ittaba'ta ahwa'ahum. Meaning their religion is about their desire. If you follow their desire, ba'da alladhi ja'aka min al-'ilm. After that which has come to you of knowledge, which is the Quran, ma laka min Allahi min waliyyin. You would not have any protector from Allah. وَلَا نَكِيرٌ. You cannot have a helper from Allah. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would hold such a person responsible. And he would not have a helper, neither will he have a protector. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ
الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ.
Allah said, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ. Those that we have given the book, those whom we have given the scripture, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, and they recite it as it ought to be recited. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those are the ones who believe in it, or they believe in him. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ, and whoever disbelieves in it or in him, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Those are the losers. So Allah here mentions الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, those that we have given the scripture, those that we have given the book, يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, and they recite it. The word تَلَى, تَلَى, يَتْلُو, could be translated as recite. It could also be translated as follow. يَتْلُونَهُ بِمَعْنَى يَقْرَؤُونَهُ. يَتْلُونَهُ بِمَعْنَى يَتْتَبِعُونَهُ. They recite and they follow the teachings. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, those whom we have given the book, the scripture. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, and they recite it as it ought to be recited, and they follow it as it ought to be followed. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those are the ones that will believe in him, or they will believe in it. The bihi here could refer to the Quran, it could refer to the scripture, it could also mean the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning the people of the book that were given the book, the likes of Abdullah ibn Salam, who was the chief. And he recited a Torah as it ought to be recited. He believed in the Messenger of Allah. Because he saw the qualities and attributes and the descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a Torah. So those who will follow the teachings of the book, Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those are the ones who believe in it. You cannot be reciting the Quran and you are going contrary to the teachings of the Quran and you say you believe in Quran. الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ, we have given them the book. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, and they read it and they follow it as it ought to be followed. Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. Those are the ones who believe in it. Just like Allah says, Allah said concerning the people of book, لَفْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. You will be upon nothing. Allah said, يَا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, all you people of the book, لَفْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ. Don't consider yourselves to be upon anything. Even when you claim you are followers of a religion, don't consider yourself to be doing anything. حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التَّوْرَاةَ, until you are able to walk with a Torah. وَالْإِنْجِيلَ, and the Christians walk with Injil. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ, and what has been revealed unto you. And that's what Al-Hassan al-Basri used to say. أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنَ لِيُؤْمَلَ بِهِ. The Qur'an has been revealed for people to walk with the Qur'an. فَاتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ كِرَاءَتَهُ عَمَلًا. People made the recitation to be the work. The Qur'an is supposed to be a model, a manhaj, a manual for us to work with in our lives. Some people have now turned to the Qur'an what they will read. Some will not even read it. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قد اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. Some will not even have time to recite the Quran. So الذين آتيناهم الكتاب, those who have given the book, يتلونه حق تلاوته, they recite it as it ought to be recited, they walk with it as it ought to be walked with, أولئك يؤمنون به, those are the ones who believe in it. ومن يكفر به, but whoever he believes in the Quran, فأولئك هم الخاسرون, those are the ones who are considered to be the losers. Now,
يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها عدل ولا تنفعها شفاعة ولا هم ينصرون.
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has been mentioned in a Torah with its attributes. He has been mentioned in an Injil with its attributes. And they were expecting his coming. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, I swear by the one in whose hand lies my soul, لَا يَسْمَعُ بِي أَحَدٍ مِّنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, nobody will hear from me or hear about me in this ummah, يَهُودِيٌ وَلَا هِنَ يَهُودِي وَلَا نَصْرَانِيٌ or in نَصْرَانِي, ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِي, and then he still did not believe in me, إِلَّا دَخَلَ النَّارَ, except that he will enter his fire. So Allah said, Ya Bani Israel, all you the children of Israel, Israel is Ya'qub, all you the children of Ya'qub, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم, remember نعمتي, my favor, التي أنعمت عليكم, that have shown unto you, وأني فضلتكم على العالم, and that I preferred you over the world during your time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a similar verse had been mentioned before now, Allah reminds Bani Israel, because the favors of Allah on Banu Israel are so numerous. The number of miracles Allah showed Banu Israel had never been given to any ummah before them and after them. They had so many miracles. They had so many things that would have made them believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become good servants of Allah. But because of their nature. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a lot of verses of the Quran to explain them so that people know them. There is a book that has been written on them, Hakikatul Yahud. The reality of who is a Yahudi. A person who reads that book will not undermine the Yahud. A person who reads Surah Al-Baqarah will know how grievous the matter of Yahudi is. Allah will not take time to explain all of these, mentioning them and mentioning their qualities and traits for nothing. It is because Allah wants us to take heed and be mindful. But unfortunately today, the same people are those we dine with, we play with, we do everything with, and we so much believe in them, even in matters of our religion. Unfortunately. So Allah reminds them, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. I have done so many favors to you. The prophets of Allah that came from them are so many. The miracles are so many. Allah brought down for them food from the heavens. They had to choose what they want. These are things that were unprecedented before them, and it didn't happen to anyone after them. Allah said, وَتَقُوا يَوْمًا, and fear, be conscious of a day. لَا تَجِزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. No soul will avail another soul of anything. ولا يقبل منها عدل and no ransom will be taken from them. No compensation will be given. ولا تنفعها شفاعة. There is not going to be intercession that will benefit them. ولا هم ينصرون. Neither will they be helped. Allah says, fear that day. Be conscious of that day. Be aware of that day. Always remember that day. يوماً a day that لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا. نفس عن نفس شيئا. No soul will avail another soul with anything. So it is a day that everybody will be on his own. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يوم إن شاء يغنيه. It is a day that brothers will run away from themselves, husbands will run away from their wives, parents will run away from their children. لا أنثى بينهم يومئذ ولا يتساءلون. Relationships will not be established on that day. And that's why scholars used to call on people. They said, oh you parents, know that no matter the amount of money and wealth you have spent on your children, they will run away from you on the day of judgment. There is no amount of money. There is no amount of suffering. There is no amount of sacrifice that you will make for your children except that they will run away from you, Yawm al-Qiyamah. They will not stand with you. Except when you treat them and make them to learn the Quran, then they will stand for you and intercede on your behalf on the day of judgment. So we should encourage, we should make our children to be people of the Quran, tilt towards their religion. لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا. A sheikh will not assist his muridi. Sheikh will not look for his muridi on that day. Any sheikh that says, I will stand for you on the day of judgment, is a dajjal. لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called his family when Allah said, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. One your close relatives, Ya Rasulullah, one them. The Prophet had to call his families one after the other. After calling Abdu, family of Abdu Manaf, his distant relatives, he called them. He said, لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. I will not avail you on anything on the day of judgment. يَا صَفِيَّة, my auntie, سَلِينِي مِنْ مَالِي, لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكِ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Ask me of my wealth in this world, I will give you. But on the day of judgment, I cannot avail you with anything. He said, يَا فَاطِمَة, بِنْتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. O you Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, فَلِينِي مِنْ مَالِي فَإِنِّي لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكِ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. So who else will stand and say, I can assist you on the day of judgment? لَا تَجِزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسِ شَيْئًا. The fact that one's father is good, one mother is hurt, the مَنْ أَبْقَى عَلِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْلِحْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. There will be no relationships on that day. My father used to be a scholar, my father is my younger brother, my husband, there will be no such relationship. لَا تَجِزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Nothing will they be able to avail them. He said, وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. Likewise, a soul would want to give ransom for him not to go into hellfire. It will not be accepted. If they wish to give all what they have, it will not be accepted from them. وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعًا. Allah said, intercession will not benefit them. And this is where some scholars, some people will call, some deviants will call onto this and they say, Allah says there is no intercession and your judgment. They have forgotten that there are places where Allah has affirmed intercession and there are intercessions that will not be workable and they will not be applicable on the day of judgment, which inshallah we are going to be talking about some other time. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. Neither will they be helped on the day of judgment. نعم وَإِذِي بِتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ.
وَإِذِي بِتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Nabi Allah Ibrahim, Imam al-Kunafa, the leader of Tawheed. Allah said, وَإِذْ بَتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. And remember, or mention to the people of Quraysh, إِذْ بَتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. When the Lord of Ibrahim subjected him to trial, Allah tested him. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And he fulfilled the trial. He passed the test. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah said, I'm going to make you a leader. قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِ. Ibrahim said, Ya Allah, let leadership be also from within my offspring. قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah said, my covenant will not affect the Zalimun, those who are oppressors to themselves, those who are tyrants, those who are polytheists, those who are pagans. My covenant will not be with them. Leadership will not be given to them. They will not want or desire leadership. Here it is, وَإِنِّي بَتَلَىٰ إِبْرَهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam بِكَلِمَاتٍ. كَلِمَاتٍ here is referring to شَرَاعِ. Allah tried him with some legislation. أَوَامِرْ نَوَاهِ. Do this, don't do this. The scholars have differed on what this means. What is the ibtila that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Some mention that it is about slaughtering his son. إِنِّي أَرَاهِ الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى فلما أسلم وتله للجبين وناديناه يا إبراهيم قد صدقت الرؤيا. They said it's that trial that Allah tested him, and that is of course a trial. Some said it is when Allah asked Ibrahim to call people to come for Hajj and teach them how to perform Hajj. وعزم في الله من الحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ظاهر يأتين من كل فجر عميق. Some said it is that Allah called Ibrahim, asked Ibrahim to call people to come for Hajj. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, how will I call people? My voice will not reach them. وَعَدِّمْ فِي النَّادِ بِالْحَجِّ. Allah said, make announcement that people should come for Hajj. So Ibrahim looked at him and said, Ya Allah, if I shout, how many people will hear me? My voice will not get to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, إِنَّ عَلَيْكَ النِّدَاءَ وَعَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاغُ. Yours is to make the call. Ours is to make your voice reach where it will get to. So when Allah says do something, you just do it. It is not your effort that will give you the result. The result comes from Allah. When Allah says do, just do. Sometimes it is not your effort that gives you the result, but Allah wants you to do, to make that effort. Don't just hold your arms and say you are doing nothing. Make the effort and rely on Allah. And that is why, look at this. When Maryam, when she gave birth, initially she was getting from Allah, كُلَّمَا دَقَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِهْرَبَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقَ. The fruits of summer will come to her during winter. The fruits of winter will come to her during summer. So Zakariya will ask her, أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا. She said, هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is from Allah. She never worked for what she ate. It comes to her from Allah. But the day she gave back to her child, after she had gone through labor and she gave back to her child, she wanted to eat. Allah said, وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطُ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Now you are now having a responsibility. You cannot sit down and wait for food. Make effort. A woman that has just given back, how can she shake the trunk of a date? Of what use is it? It is like somebody asking you to go and shake a mango tree and that the fruit would fall. Shaking a mango tree would not yield a result. But Allah wants to teach her that make effort. The result comes from Allah. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطُ عَلَيْكِ تَتَسَاقَطُ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا. Fresh fruits would fall and you eat. So we make effort. So that is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. He called and Allah gave the voice to get to people. So they said, anybody that answers the call will go for Hajj. Some said that is what Ibtila Ibrahim, that is the Ibtila that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Ibrahim. Some said the Ibtila is when Nabiullah Ibrahim was asked to take his family to Mecca and keep them there without any provision except the two. When what happened between Hajara and the first wife of Nabiullah Ibrahim, Sarah, happened, Allah asked him to move with Hajar to Mecca. It was a big trial. Because Mecca had nothing. That's why he said, Rabbi, inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in inda baytika al-muharram. Oh Allah, I have placed my family of some of my offspring. I have made them to be in a barren valley where there are nobody but in your house. Nabiullah Ibrahim took his wife Hajara and her breastfeeding child. He took them there and he left them with only a little provision, a little bag of dates and a little keg of water. And he gave them and turned back. And the wife called him that, Ya Ibrahim, where are you going to? Ibrahim did not answer. Is this where you are living on? Ibrahim said yes. Ibrahim did not even turn to look at them. He didn't want to look at them so that his mind will not be disturbed. Ibrahim, is this where you are living on? Is this the only thing you are living with us? He said yes. She ran after him. Ya Ibrahim, is it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has to keep us here? He said yes. He said, إِذَنْ لَنْ يُضَيِّعَنَا. If it is Allah, then he will never forsake us. That instruction, they said, is what Allah meant by بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam executed what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to do. He fulfilled it. So there are many opinions as far, some people said they are the things that Allah mentioned in this verse. إِنِّي جَعَيْنُكَ لِلَّهِ إِمَامًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried Ibrahim, the person like it, فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam fulfilled it. Some mention that the Sunan al-Fitra, five in the head and five in the body, al-Madmada, al-Istinshaq, trimming the mustache and some others, shaving the armpit hair, the pubic hair, and washing the Quran. All these are things that scholars have mentioned. Al-Muhim, the most important thing is that Ibrahim was tried. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ, and he fulfilled them. He passed with the trial. Allah called him Ibrahim al-Ladhi wafa. Ibrahim that fulfilled Allah's covenant. Fulfilled it, he passed the test. Now as a result of that, Allah said, Inni ja'iluka lillahi imama. I will make you to be a leader. Since you have passed the test, you have passed the trial, now you deserve to be a leader. Inni ja'iluka lillahi imama. Which means leadership. For one to get leadership, one must have gone through a lot of trial. In anything in life, one must pass through stages. Anywhere you find a person at the top, then he has a story to tell. He must have been patient, he must have endured, he must have been that sabr that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Success comes with endurance. You have to endure to succeed. And this is something that must be a message that must reach our youth, our people, that we have to endure to succeed. Success doesn't just come like that. وَأَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Anything a person is doing, if he's a businessman, if he's an academician, anywhere a person has found himself, he must have gone through a lot of trials. Ibrahim was patient. That is why Allah gave him this. As-sabru ala tu'atillah. There are three types of patience. As-sabru ala tu'atillah, as-sabru an ma'asiyatillah, wa as-sabru ala aqdarillah. You be patient to obey Allah. You be patient not to disobey Allah. There are things that will attract you. You have to be patient not to commit those sins. And then when Allah tries you, as far as life is concerned, you be patient also. So it is when a person is patient that he gets leadership. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah said, you have made some of them to become leaders. يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, who guide by our command, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they were patient. So patience is one of the fundamental requirements of success. إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah said, because now Ibrahim wanted the favor to be within his offspring also. That is a good father. The father that is upon righteousness, and he wants his children to also be righteous. He said, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, make that imama to be in my offspring also. Allah said, لَا يَنَالُ أَهْدٍ صَوَلِمِينَ. It will be, but those who will be zalim will not get it. The covenant will not reach them. So leadership is not by inheritance. Righteousness is not by inheritance. Righteousness is by children following the path of their parents. And whenever it is made to be about inheritance, it usually causes problems. Anywhere we have many issues of knowledge that has to do with imama, somebody that will come and guide people, teach people, call people to Allah, it must not be based on inheritance. That somebody's son should be the one that will continue to call people and sit on his father's chair is not the principle of Islam. It is by requirement and by qualification. In Nigeria, if a child does not follow the path of his parents, then he does not deserve the peace of his father. No. In la yanalu ahdi zalimin, that is what it means. My covenant will not be with those who are zalim. But when they follow your path, they will get what you have gotten. Now.
وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى وَأَعِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَيِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَى عَذَابٍ وبئس المصير.
وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى. Allah said, and remember, إذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس. When we mean the house. The house refers to here in the Kaaba. جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس. We made it to be a resort for people. The place where people would always go back. مثابة, it is مثوبة. Saba yosubu matuban. So now turn to masabatan. The place where people would always go back to. Wa idh ja'alna al-bayta masabatan lin-nas. We made the Kaaba to be a place where people would fall back to. People would always want to go back to. Wa amnan. And we made it to be secure. Wa attakhidhu min maqami Ibrahim musalla. And then you should take min maqami Ibrahim. From the position where Ibrahim observed the salah, musalla. A place for Salah. Maqam Ibrahim is that place where Ibrahim stood. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took a stone when Allah asked him to build the Kaaba. He took a stone and placed on the floor in order for his height to reach the top of the Kaaba. And out of the miracle of Allah, as a sign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his footsteps to appear on the rock. And that is where it's called Maqam Ibrahim. It used to be the place, it used to be very close to the Kaaba because it was placed for him to get to the Kaaba. But later it was moved to where it is now. And it used to be an open stone. Then later, because people were always coming there to rob, and it was becoming a place where people want to get blessings from. So it was now placed in that glass. So Allah was talking to in Maqam Ibrahim and Musalla. Observe Salah in Maqam Ibrahim. And that's why whenever anybody goes for Hajj or Umrah or he does Tawaf, he takes the Maqam Ibrahim to observe to Salah. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. It is Mathaba. It is Allah that made it like that. It is Mathabatan لِلنَّاسِ. No matter how a person suffers when he goes for Hajj, in fact, he might lose his money, he might lose his weight, he might go suffering, he might. The moment he comes up to Nigeria, he feels he wants to go back because it is Mathabatan لِلنَّاسِ. In the place where people's hearts are always attached to. Wa amnan, and it is safe and secure. That is how it has been from the beginning of time. Even during Jahiliyyah, people respected the sanctity of the Kaaba. A person would see the killer of his father performing for us and he would not attach him. أَوَلَمْ يَرُوا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا وَيَتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِمْ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ أَوْ يَكْفُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا جَعَلْنَا حَرَمًا آمِنًا. The very thing that we have made haram, to be secured, to be peaceful. وَيُتَخَطَّفُ النَّاسُ مِنْ حَوْلِهِ. People have been attacked and kidnapped around it, but it still remained secure. It is Allah's mercy. So Allah tells the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to tell the people, إِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلًّى. So pray two rak'at after you have observed your power in Maqam Ibrahim.
وَأَعِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَيِّرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ.
وَأَعِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Allah said, and we made a covenant. We gave a commandment to Ibrahim. وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ. And Ismail, his son. أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَ. That purify my house. وَالْلِطَّائِفِينَ. For those who circumambulate the house, those who do power. والعاكفين, and those who will come for i'tikaf to spend their life for some time in the Kaaba. وَالرُّكَعِ السُّجُودِ, and for those who will be coming to bow down and prostrate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the commandment that Allah gave to Ibrahim. He gave him command, him and Ismail, and for Hira Baytiya, that purify my house, clean my house, make it clean, لِلْتَوْئِفِينَ, for those who will be coming to circumambulate, وَالْعَاكِفِينَ, and those who will be doing i'tikaf, they will stay, worship Allah, وَالرُّكَعِ السُّجُودِ, and those who will be coming to do ruku and sujood, that is prayer. Some scholars say this is part of the وَيْلِهُ تَلَاتِ بُرْوَهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ, that this is part of the trial Allah SWT gave to him, and he fulfilled it with calling Ibrahim.
إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير.
وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا, and remember when Ibrahim said, ربي, oh my lord, اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا, make this city to be secured and safe. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَةِ, and provide for its inhabitants, مِنَ الثَّمَرَةِ, provide for them from fruits. مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ, those who believe in Allah from among them, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and the last day. قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا, Allah said, and the one who disbelieves in Allah, فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا, I will make them to enjoy for a little while. ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ, then I would call them and compel them into the punishment of hellfire, or beast of masir, and awful is their abode. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when calling Ibrahim, remember when Allah said, when Ibrahim said, oh my lord, اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا, make this city to be safe. وارزق أهله من الثمرات, and you should provide for its inhabitants, those who live in the city, give them food, let them have food. Ibrahim now said, مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, those who believe among them and in Allah and the last day. Now if we look at the writing of the Mus'haf, it is like Allah now said, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا, the way you have translated before now. As for those who disbelieve, I will make them to enjoy a little. ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ, then I will force him into the punishment of hellfire. But there is a hadith or athar in Mu'jam al-Tabarani al-Kabir in the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu with sound chain. That Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Hajar Ibrahim al-Nas. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he isolated some people. His prayer was for some people. He prayed that, he said, وَرْزُقُ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, you should provide for those who believe in Allah and the last day for among the people of Mecca. Allah now said, قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, I will also provide for those who disbelieve. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَخْلُقُ الْخَلْقَ وَلَا أَرْزُقُهُمْ, I will create the people and I will not now provide for them. Even those who disbelieve, I will still provide for them. Ibrahim was saying, Allah provide for those who believe amongst them. Allah said, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, even those who disbelieve, I will provide for them. فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا, I will make him to enjoy a little bit. فَأَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ, then I will make him to enter his life. Abdullah ibn Abbas now said that, كُلَّ لَمُمِدُّ مِنْ هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَهَٰؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَعْزُورًا, Allah said, كُلَّ نُمِدُّ, we are forced to provide for all of them, هَارُلَاءِ وَهَارُلَاءِ, the believers and the unbelievers, we provide for all of them, هَارُلَاءِ وَهَارُلَاءِ, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَعْزُورًا, the position of your Lord will not be isolated and prohibited from anybody, everybody will get it. So because of time, we'll stop here, inshallah. صلى الله عليه وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
I just went to a webinar and questions, if I'm ready to For someone who has never been to Makkah, he will see his people to Makkah every year. Some will go for Hajj and they will go for Umrah 15 years. And I need to feel this kind of place. One will challenge you when you go on a charity move.
Like,
so, can this be easy for the Hajj?
Some people go for Hajj every year, and one begins to wonder whether this, why don't they channel that should, can this be? Yes, it is. Allah Ta'ala has made it such a matabatan in that. If we want to tell, there are people whom would, I am heard of a person who sold his house because he wanted to go for Hajj. He has a house, and that is all he had. It's not that he had many houses. He sold the house for him to go for Hajj. Why? Because Allah has called him to go there. So, and aside that, the Hajj is an ibadah on its own. And it is known that the Prophet Jesus will go on virtually every year they go for several reasons. So, one would even blame them if you have that. And the fact that Allah Ta'ala has made it to be matubat and linnati also supports it, inshallah. About jihad. No. Okay, talking about lack of compulsion in Islam, that you don't force people to accept Islam, vis-a-vis the concept of jihad, where you go fight and then you ask them. Now, the concept of jihad is not forcing people to accept Islam. Because for there to be jihad, three options are available. Let's not forget, Islam is a religion that has come to stabilize people, to bring out people from servitude to humanity to servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people are not forced to accept Islam even in jihad. When Muslims go for jihad, they give three options. The first option is, if you want to embrace Islam, you are free, then you don't fight. The second option is that you remain in your faith, but you pay jizya to the Muslims. That jizya is for us to protect them. When Muslims say pay jizya, it is because we protect them from even their enemies. If other states and other people intend to fight them, the Islamic State will give them protection. And it is when they say they are not paying jizya, they are not accepting Islam, then we say, okay, then we fight. So there is no compulsion as far as the faith is concerned. They can still be in their faith. But if you look at the conquest of Sham, when the Muslims conquered Sham, they themselves said Umar radiallahu anhu. And the people of Sham were predominantly Christians. They were not forced to embrace Islam. They were left in their religion. But they paid jizya to the state. They paid jizya to the state. Now, when the Romans wanted to attack the Muslims, it was a very large army. Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah was in charge of Sham. The Romans wanted to attack the Muslims and they formed a very large army. The Muslims under Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah, they returned the jizya they collected from the Christians of Sham. They returned it to them. That this is the money we collected from you as jizya that we are going to give you protection. Now we have an enemy that is confronting us that we don't think we can provide security for you. Take your money back. And they gave them the money and they went to fight the Romans. This is what made the Christians of Sham to embrace Islam. That we have never seen this type of justice. Even those whom we practice their religion, the Romans do not treat us like this. So the jizya they are paying is for us to provide security for them, just like the Muslims also pay zakat. They also pay. So there's no compulsion as far as the jihad is concerned. Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا. Yesterday I answered a question. I tried to get something I can use to address it, but then when I was answering it didn't come until I went back home. When Malam asked that can we ask Allah directly or we can say may Allah give us this, may Allah give us that, and I said it is better we go directly but we can still go the other way around, but I couldn't get anything to substantiate it. Until I got home, I just thought and I remembered the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you go to visit the sick and you want to pray for the sick, you say, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمُ أَنْ يَشْفِيَكَ. You don't say, اللَّهُمَّ اشْفِيهِ. You say, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ. I ask Allah, رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمُ أَنْ يَشْفِيَهُ. So it is like, may Allah. So there is no harm, inshallah. Even though going directly, like we said, is better, but one can still say, may Allah ta'ala give us this, we pray Allah should do this for us, we pray Allah. It's also accepted, inshallah. يا الله تعالى أخذ ذاقية يا الله أخذ ذاقية ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الضعفاء والفقراء والغرباء والمساكين أنزل رحمتك علينا وعلى والدينا وعلى سائر المسلمين الموحدين في كل مكان وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.